Hello and welcome back to our journey. Today we are entering day 4, the very middle of our process. And we're about to take one more step towards maturing and evolving. So far we have learned to identify the inner child, converse with it, and yesterday we took the brave leap into recognizing ourselves as the inner child, deeply accepting ourselves as we are, and releasing the repressed powers that are hidden within our wills and frustrations. All this preparation leads us towards a very significant point in the healing process, which is the direct maturation of the inner child, our emotional system. We have already learned that any transformation requires a balanced combination of deep love and self-acceptance mixed with radical honesty and utmost clarity. Together, they create the ultimate platform for change. Today, we will use our intention to see with even greater clarity our inner mechanism to truly evolve. So far, we have treated the inner child with care, understanding, and absolute acceptance. Based on this solid ground of positivity and tolerance, we can advance and add another important component to this process. It is time for us to see that the inner child is not a victim, and in that sense, that we are not victims. Here, we use the insight and clarity parapsychology offers and suggest that the inner child, the sum of all our frustrated wills and expectations, is the source of many of our sufferings and emotional hardships, and not reality itself. You see, the problem starts with our unrealistic will and uninvestigated expectation. In parapsychology, we call it will precedes suffering. Let me explain by giving an example. You asked your partner to do something for you. It is something you really need help with, and he or she keeps promising they will take care of it, but they don't. At some point, you ask them once again when it could happen, and they lose their temper and tell you to stop bothering them and do it yourself. At this very moment, the inner child is set off, and your emotional system is totally triggered. You feel deeply insulted and hurt, and you mainly feel unloved and uncared for. This moment is a precious opportunity for you to break the cycle of hurt and pain, and bring clarity and healing to your inner wound. If you can turn your attention away from the emotional reaction and look back at your will, what will you discover? You will discover that just before your partner's reaction triggered you, you wanted something. You had a certain wish, a vision of your version of reality. You might say you wanted your partner's help, but it runs deeper than that. If you search deep within, you will find that you want your partner to show you he or she cares for you all the time, that you are important and seen and not alone. Your deep will to have this emotional feedback from your partner has its roots in your childhood. If you follow the thread back to the times you were young. You will find the same will, probably in its frustrated state, unfulfilled. Maybe your father didn't help you when you asked for help. Or maybe your mother didn't give you the feeling you are important enough when you needed attention. The inner child carries this wish, believing that it is entitled and that others should behave exactly the way it needs and wants. But, and this is a very important but, unfortunately, in reality, things work out differently, and people seldom behave exactly as we need and want them to. There is no argument that it is reasonable for a child to be helped and receive attention. We don't judge or evaluate the will by saying it's good or bad, right or wrong. The only parameter we will use here is the question, is it realistic? Can we control other people's behavior? Can we control and influence the way they are going to react and respond? No. The clear answer is that we have very little control over ourselves, let alone other people. So now we can perhaps better understand the principle of will precede suffering. In this simple example, we can see that our very own unrealistic will is the source of our frustration and disappointment. If we agree to adjust our will according to what is possible, and not just according to our wishful thinking and fantasy, we can save ourselves the emotional pain of being disappointed. So we go back to the inner child, who wants things like attention and help. We don't tell the inner child that it is wrong or stupid to want such things, because we have already learned to treat the inner child with gentleness and respect. But we are not going to sugarcoat reality for the child within ourselves anymore. It is better to be more practical and aligned with what is possible rather than remain stuck in fantasy land. Firstly, we will see how we are responsible for our pain and misery when we hold on to unrealistic expectations. If my father or my partner cannot help me when I need their help, maybe it is not because I am unimportant or unworthy, but maybe it is because they are occupied with other things. After all, I'm not the center of the universe. Maybe they cannot help me in the way I want to be helped. Maybe they lack this ability. And constantly insisting on that is like trying to teach a fish to swim outside the water. What is the point of holding on to a wish that cannot necessarily be fulfilled? It all sounds very reasonable when we inquire into our will. But the inner child's emotional truth is one of stubbornness and attachment to the unattainable. It is heartbreaking and initially devastating for the child to understand the grown-up reality, that most of the things he or she will wish for in life are not going to be given or achieved. This is the inner child in a nutshell. Why can it be the way I want it to be? Maybe if I insisted and persisted enough, I could get what I want. When we honestly see that by clinging to our unrealistic wills and expectations, we create suffering, tension, and misery for ourselves, then we can help the inner child come to terms with life as it is and merge with the mature reality. And please understand, it is not about becoming bitter and harsh about life. Being bitter will still indicate the emotional reaction of the inner child that is unwillingly coerced to let go. It is a natural and joyful choice to merge with life as it is, to close the gap created by immature emotions and become one with life's movement. So when you do the daily practice, make sure you find yourself feeling truly happier and lighter, since this would be an indication that the practice is being done in the right way. So the practice for today is the conscious and systematic process of will-perceived suffering. Close your eyes and think about a moment in the recent past when you felt the presence of negative emotions. Write down a description of this moment in a few sentences. Try to identify the central negative emotion you have felt due to this event and write it down. Become aware that your memory of the event is mostly concentrated on your negative emotions. Shift your attention back to what you wanted or expected before that moment happened. Close your eyes and ask yourself, what was it that I wanted before this event? What is my frustrated will? Be honest with yourself and expose the hidden will. Write it down. Ask yourself, is this will realistic or is it just a fight with reality? Is it worth fighting for this will and suffer for it? If yes, then say, I take full responsibility for the uncomfortable results. If not, ask, can I change my will or convert it to something else, something I actually have control over? Can you see that your will is responsible for your suffering? I recommend repeating this exercise on at least 5 to 6 more past moments of suffering and disappointment. I wish you an amazing day, full of empowerment and healing, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow.